exception of the commission and some city staff members, are muted and the video will be disabled. With this said, we'll be allowing participants an opportunity to speak during public comment periods. If you wish to speak during public comment, there is a toolbar either at the top or the bottom of your screen that will appear when you hover over it with your cursor. Click on the word participants and a box will open up on your screen showing a list of participants. And at the bottom of that box, you will click on raise your hand. This will be seen by the meeting facilitator and you will be unmuted at the appropriate time to ask your question or give input. During the time you are unmuted, please make sure that you don't have any background noise, such as TV, radio, etc. Even the shuffling of papers can be picked up and cause disruptive audio feedback through the microphones. All of our standard procedures will be adhered to, such as stating your name and address when called on. Comments will be kept to 5 minutes or less. Vulgarity and inappropriate language will not be tolerated and will be resulting in an immediate mute and possibly removed from the meeting. If you're unsure how to virtually raise your hand to participate in discussion, call 231-582-0337 at any time during the meeting, and the assistant planner, Patrick Kilkenny, will be happy to assist you with the process. I would like to thank everyone in advance for your patience and cooperation as we work our way through tonight's meeting agenda. I'll call this meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand up over. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America,
to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Roll call, Pat.
Shoot.
Here.
McNaughton.
Tyler's muted.
Is he muted? Okay, Moblo?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Newton? Place?
Here.
Ross?
Here. We did get contacted by Rose. She indicated that she was on the road and unable to make it. She requested to be excused.
I'll make a motion to excuse Rose.
I'll second the motion.
There have been a motion and it's been seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Let's move on to the minutes of meeting February 17th, 2020.
Mr. Chair, just for your information, I was told when I ran a meeting that all votes have to be roll call votes on Zoom.
Okay, thank you for letting me know.
And with that, I'll make a motion to pass the minutes as presented. This is Tom.
Larry, shoot.
Oh, there you go. There you got me.
All right, I've got a motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Place.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Shoot.
Aye.
McNaughton.
You're muted.
Aye. Sorry, I keep muting myself. I don't have a good spot to sit. I got a lot of background noise.
And Moblo.
Aye.
All right. From that, we'll move on to hearing citizens present on non-agenda items. So anyone
See any hands raised, yeah. Patrick?
All right. Move on to reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. Scott?
There have been no committee meetings. We were kind of shut down because of the COVID. I do anticipate the marijuana task group to hopefully resume something in the next couple of months here, but nothing has been scheduled as yet.
Okay.
That's
it. All right. There's no unfinished business. Let's move on to new business. 526 North Lake Development Plan Review.
Yes, this you may recognize this plan as you reviewed it a couple of months back and approved a plan that had additional units proposed on Lake Street and Park Street. As they got further into the process, they realized that the location of some of those units over that previously remediated site did pose some issues. So they redesigned it to eliminate the residential uses over that area and move the maintenance building over to that area, and also included an additional community center, office, and some activity areas, which include a pavilion and a pickleball court and some much larger parking area. So ultimately, there will be three less units. There's gonna be five of the larger units on Lake Street, and then 14 units on Park Street, with three of those, the larger size and the single wides, making up the remainder. Another addition is the access point on Park Street that would create a through street. This is, in my opinion, a good idea to allow circulation through there, especially for fire and EMS. As we reviewed the plan, the staff review of the department heads was done last week. We had some issues with some of the landscaping. We'd like to see a little bit more, especially along part or Lake Street, perhaps in front of the community center and the parking area, and also the other three additional parks up on parking spots on Barkway to kind of soften those. And the new roads do not include sidewalks similar to what's already through the park. So we'd like to see at least sidewalks on one side of the new streets as they come into the community center there and the other ones that access the new units. Other than that, you know, we're supportive of the plan, and it's, you know, not a big change from what was proposed before, but and definitely providing some needed housing. So I see Kathy Emig and Bob Kroondijk are here, and they may have additional comments or may answer any questions about the plan.
Patrick? Could you unmute Kathy and Bob, please?
Yep, they are the only two members of the public currently, so I unmuted both of them.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This is Kathy Emig, and thank you very much for your time this evening. We're really happy to accommodate the sidewalks and the landscaping. The landscaping, we didn't want to get too much money into the architecture of it until we understood if this site plan was going to be approved or not. But we're very flexible and very willing to do whatever's required by the city and probably more. Sidewalks, again, we want this to be a very reasonable community that's very livable. So we'll be happy to take your advice on sidewalks, amounts, and placements.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
question for the applicant?
Yep.
Is this the same number of units along Park Street as previously submitted?
It is. Yes. We actually, I believe from the very initial plans, I think we're down one because we added the double wides. But with this particular rendering or design, we were able to accommodate all but one.
Okay.
The previous plan that came to this commission showed 11 units on Park Street and 11 units on Lake Street.
Okay, and now we have quite a few more, I believe.
Well, now you have, 14 on Park Street and 5 on Lake Street. So it's a 3 less total, but a few more on Park.
Yeah, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, it did look fairly closely packed, very, very regular along Park Street there. So it did look a little bit more dense.
Yes. Scott, does this fit the allotment that we were talking about before for lots size?
Yeah, and they do have to meet the state requirements for those lots. So I don't see an issue with the number that's being proposed.
Okay. Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and I completely understand where you're coming from, Kathy, the biggest thing for me is just a little bit more landscape screening along both roads. I guess along Park, just because it is so dense, to kind of break it up from the road.
Yes, we'd be happy to. Actually, there's going to be somewhat of a berm there, and this is just a very modest rendering of what could happen. But we, depending on how your and fire screening goes, probably your police would have something to say about it as well. Between the sidewalk and Park Avenue, we could do something nice there as well, or on the medium or the landscaping between the sidewalk and the inner driveway. Whichever you prefer, we'd be happy to do it as long as you know, whatever you need to see from us.
Well, the ordinance does define a buffer strip as preferred, and I don't remember whether it says it's required between higher intensity to less intensive uses. So obviously Park Street is residential, and this is density similar to a multifamily. So I think definitely along Park Street and along Lake Street, there is a buffer strip to the less intensive residential towards the north end of the property would probably be appropriate. And the buffer strip does have defined spacing of plantings. Scott, are you in agreement with that, or is that a little bit?
Well, these are adjacent to public streets, and there are specific standards for that.
Okay.
And those are one tree for every 40 feet and 5 shrubs per 40 feet. The Planning Commission does have flexibility in the application of those standards. So, if you want to look at a more refined plan, or you can refer that to staff to look at it with your guidance of what you would like to see.
Okay, we are very, very flexible. We want to make it as pretty and as community oriented as we can. Even the signage will be beautiful once we finally get that designed. So yeah, I love the idea that we can go between Park Street and the inner parking area. That'd be beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from the board?
I have a question. Yes, in regard, in regards to the hazard area that's been restructured for usage, how is that going to differ for exposure levels for not having houses there, but yet you're having a community center there with the pickleball? Wouldn't that still pose a concern for safety?
What we've been told by the soil testing is that this land has already been remediated. So that has been, what they don't want is property going down, people digging gardens more than 18 inches in the ground. And the group, the management group, Northern Properties, didn't want to have residences or residents say, you can't garden, you can't plant trees, you can't do something. So with taking this, we call it the home plate area of the development, and keeping it all on surface and paving as much as possible, then that leaves no exposure to what's below 18 inches, excuse me. So we could have put residences there according to Mackinac Environmental, but it just, there was no reason to when we had other land that wasn't that affected. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, another question?
Yes, Larry.
Is there for the applicant, how much earthwork do you anticipate along Lake Street there? Is there a lot of cut and fill?
No, we're going to try to maintain the natural berm as much as we can, and there is some exposure to the original shale there that will have to be covered, and the Mackinac Environmental is guiding us on that, on what we have to cover with topsoil and plantings, but it will stay a natural berm. We're not digging into what is existing, and then the actual foundation work will be a slab and not a basement or crawl space. So we'll be doing less disturbing of the soil. And there's an artesian well. I don't know if you were familiar with that. And we are going to incorporate that into a working drinking area, or at least water feature.
Mr. Kane will be happy to hear that. He was definitely one of his points of interest for this plan.
Well, that's a bonus for sure. Mm-hmm.
Will that well be open to the public or just the park use?
I would think it would be open to the public. I think that probably the pickleball court, there's a sidewalk running along there. I imagine people biking would probably want to stop and fill up their water bottles if the water is going to be potable. So that's something we'll have to have tested and make sure that, you know, it's safe. But that I can't see any reason why anybody couldn't use that water fountain and the pickleball court. And we'll have to see how the pavilion, how that all goes. You've got brand new pavilions right downtown. I mean, I don't know why they'd need these, but. Does that answer your question?
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
With all this impervious surface being put in, how everything just has to adhere for the water runoff and the storm runoff. That's already been addressed, correct?
Well, permits need to be obtained for the storm water, and we do have our own stormwater ordinance, as well as the state has standards in regards to the stormwater retention and collection.
May I
add to that?
Yes.
Yes, this is Kathy again. Yes, Benchmark Engineering actually went by state rules. So what you see here as far as drainage and access to water runoff was approved by the state initially. Mm-hmm. And we have decided to do underground wells, which will be, we'll do excavation in some areas to maintain a lot of the water, so that when, by the time it does get into what's going to be left for the city sewer, should be pretty modest.
I did notice there is a retention, buried retention, yes, right at the end of Terrace Drive there.
Yep, that is correct. That's where that will be dug down, and that will be filled with, I don't know if it's going to be potato stone, but it'll be, you know, larger rock so that it'll be able to capture water. And then we don't have to have exposed retention ponds, which can lead to all kinds of problems.
It appears it's perforated tubes covered with tube.
Yeah, covered and with gravel. With gravel, yes.
Yeah.
Now, we thought that was a lot safer than having exposed ponds with little kids. And
well, there is a retention pond right off of Lake Street there. Right in front of Unit 4 and 5.
Yeah, I think they're going to try to bury that according to state regulation.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the plan, to keep it all underground so it's safer. Mm-hmm. You know, and the other communities that we have has exposed ponds. And, you know, it's hard to keep a little one out of there, you know, especially when they have a new sailboat or something they want to play with. And certainly nobody wants any extra trouble there.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Scott?
Yes.
All right. What would you consider to be the best way to go through the review standards from here, considering we've done the majority of this before, correct?
Right. I think with the items for the landscaping and sidewalks, we can look at specific conditions for those, saying additional landscaping is required. You can have it either come back to the planning commission or have it submitted for staff for review and approval of that. And Kathy indicated that they will be placing the sidewalks, so under that item, I would, you know, indicate that as to be included with the revised plan. And all the other items, pretty similar to what you saw before, so.
Okay. All right, so the two items that we had talked about were additional landscape screening. It would be a question whether the board would need to approve it or we would let staff approve that. The same thing with the addition of sidewalks.
I would be very comfortable with staff overseeing both of those with the content of the developer being willing and able to cooperate and work with staff. I think that maybe by going straight through the staff, it might speed up the process a little bit. And I think we'd get the same results. We'd be very satisfied with staff overseeing it.
Anyone else?
Agree with that.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about these findings of fact that we've gone over?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Question. Does the parking meet the ordinance? It's noted as 2 spaces per unit.
Each of the units does have 2 spaces provided, and then there are guest parking areas, and then the new parking lot, I believe, was like 30 spots. So they exceed the ordinance minimums.
Okay. Now, when we revised the ordinance, it was we removed the distance between the units and revised it to become a density.
Yes.
Per acre, is that correct?
That's correct.
So does this plan meet the previous ordinance, or is it slightly deficient than the previous ordinance?
No, this plan meets the ordinance, and quite frankly, the state regulations are much more strict than ours, and having them meet that is going to be their bigger challenge.
Okay. So, I mean, the distance between the units on Park Street is according to the both the state and our and shall we say our previous ordinance, or just the state ordinance that is more strict than our previous ordinance?
Well, it does meet our ordinance now.
Okay.
And they need, and this would be a preliminary review required by the state, then it goes to them, and so they need to meet that as well.
Okay. I guess at this point, I would look for either if anyone had a motion for this or would like
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion.
I'm sorry, who's that?
That was Jeff. I'll make a motion if you're ready.
Yes.
I would make a motion to submit these findings of fact with the condition on section G of the addition of the sidewalk along the new between the new Terry Street and existing Park Street in section G, and then including a staff review of additional landscaping along the right-of-way on Park Street and around the community and new parking areas along Lake Street as well. Section K.
I've got a motion.
I would like to offer a friendly amendment that I would like to see additional landscaping along Lake Street as well.
Sure.
By the residential units as well as by the community center.
Mr. Ost, would you like to add that to your amendment, or was that?
I'll include that in the motion to have the staff review for additional landscaping in section K along the right of ways on Lake and Park Street and along and around the community and new parking areas in section K.
Thank you, sir.
I've got a motion.
I'll second that.
Was that Skylar?
Yeah.
Yeah, second from Skylar. Roll call, Pat.
Ross.
Oh, did you say Ross?
I did.
Hi. Sorry.
Shoot.
Yes.
McNaughton.
Yes.
Moblo. Needhammer.
Yes.
Place.
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Yes, thank you very, very much. And we will work and make it a beautiful property for you. So we appreciate all your participation. And Scott, I'll be talking to you very soon.
All right. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's move on to staff report.
A couple of things. I don't know if you have noticed, but the Boyne City to Boyne Falls Trail is 99% completed, and it is available for use. There's one little section over the railroad tracks that had a delay getting the permit. I think that's in process right now, so that hopefully will be completed quickly. But other than that, it's a great asset. If you haven't had a chance to get out on and walk it, I encourage you to do so. Also, there is some RRC training available coming up the last week of June. I think this is available to all Planning Commission members and staff members. And I can forward you that link. I think there's three different trainings. One's on economic development, another is on capital improvement planning, and another one is on affordable housing. So I'll send that. If you want to participate, just go ahead and sign up on those links.
Sure. Are these going to be virtual meetings, or are they going to be in-person meetings?
These will be virtual.
Okay. So,
And also, I think everybody should be getting emails from the Michigan Association of Planning. You're not yet, Nicole? I added you. I'll double check. So
yeah, it did go out, and I did see her name added.
Okay. You're muted, Nicole.
There appear to be some decent seminars there. I've not signed up for any yet.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. So check out the Michigan Association of Planning website. If there's some upcoming trainings that you're interested in, coordinate with Pat to get signed up for those, because some of those do have a fee.
Do you have the sender's address or anything you can send me? That way I can check like junk mail and things of that nature.
I'm not quite sure it's like Andrea at the Michigan Association of Planning, but I'll double check that and send it to you.
Thank you.
That's all I have, Aaron.
That's all you have? All right, let's move on to go to the order. Everyone doing okay otherwise?
This is Tom. I would just reiterate what Scott said about the new trail. I've been on it three times. The new trail is so busy that you don't even have a chance to ride side by side. You're riding single file. Traffic is like flowing both ways. So that's a good thing. Build it and they will come.
Yep. That's right. Tom, about how long is that trail?
6.5 miles.
Yep.
Very cool.
And it's level, which makes it so friendly for families.
Yes.
Well, then it was good that I got on there before it was open. Less crowded.
did they put a restroom in there along Dam Road?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Boyne Valley Township got a grant to put that in there, so that I believe that's open and available. So, what's that?
I was just curious if it was even open yet. I mean, I'm not sure.
I think it is. When I checked, it was open. It's just a pit, basically.
That was the first thing that got built.
Right. That'll be a busy place during fishing season.
But there's, trailhead at the airport. Some improvements will eventually go on there for the bathrooms there and signage and those kinds of things in the parking area. And then the other trailheads in Boyne Mountain at the tennis courts there, so people can park there and use that restroom and access the trail from there as well.
I saw they even added a crosswalk in Boyne Falls going across 131 there.
Yeah, that's the trail had to go from destination to destination. So basically we had to build it into Boyne Falls.
Right.
So use the old access to Boyne Mountain. There's an existing bridge there and over the river. So that made it the logical choice. So then it goes in, and that sidewalk that heads north from the railroad crossing there, that was part of this project as well.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Is there any words on when we're going to start up 131 construction again? Like the road?
I believe they started north of Thumb Road on it, but I haven't been up that way lately.
Okay. I was just curious. I knew they were supposed to repave that, but then it got delayed, didn't it?
Yeah. But I thought they were working, so I haven't been up that way in a long time.
You got to get out of the basement, Scott.
Yeah. Is the sun shining?
Oh, man.
Okay, Scott, Larry Shute, the same familiar question. Any movement on with the city commission on anything with the short-term rentals?
I've got no direction from the city commission in regards to that. I do expect, talking with them whenever we can have meetings again. I don't think this is a good discussion to have through Zoom. Just, I think you need to have a good public participation and a good community discussion about it to move it forward.
Okay.
How about loss of Lake Street, Scott?
Last I heard, they were still moving forward. I think, given some of the economic pressures, they may have, a little more challenge than they did before, but I believe they are still anticipating moving forward.
Okay, good.
All right, it's always good to see you guys. So at this point, I just need a motion to adjourn.
A motion.
Scott, second. Motion. And I'm sorry, who seconded?
Larry Shute.
Larry.
Thanks, Larry. A motion and a second. Roll call, Pat.
Shute.
Yes.
McNaughton.
Yes.
Boglo.
Yes.
Needhammer.
Yes.
Face.
Yes.
Ross.
Yes.
All right. All right, guys. We'll have our next meeting July 20th. Depending on what's going on, it may be in person or maybe virtual again. Scott, just keep us in the loop.
We'll keep you in the loop. So we'll, as things change, I'll make sure to let everybody know, what direction we're going. So.
Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I will not be at the July meeting.
Okay.
I will be out in Big Sky, hopefully.
Okay.
All right.
Scott. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah.
Bye. Good seeing you.
Yeah.
All right. Good seeing you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.